Ed's first sexual experience, not counting his dad. I grew up in Tacoma, Washington. I turned 17 in May, and I was so horny that I was made of glass. Everyone could see the need in me. The need to be touched was an emergency, a frantic accident, 911 fuck. Cars slowed down, drivers could see it. My heart was thumping, but I jumped in a car, and we dropped acid and drove into the woods, the wilderness. Acid was an old friend coming on in the dark. Jim was at least 30, and he did not say much. We walked into the forest, and he brought me to a halt in front of four stumps, except the stumps rose high above our heads and supported a treehouse. Vines twined up the stumps, looping before my eyes in curlicues and exquisite filigrees like the vines that cover Sleeping Beauty's castle. But that was a question. Would I be going to sleep, or had I been sleeping, and here's Prince Charming? The dark firs began to sway and bow down to us. We were going to have sex, so we were the center. The woods surrounded our gesture with silence. I'm describing my first sexual experience. The cabin made my nose itch. Jim lit a kerosene lamp on a moldy mattress. He pulled my butt onto his mouth, and that was weird. I mean, did he forget about my cock? And it was a week since I'd taken a shower. He spread my butt cheeks like parting the curtains before the diva's high C. So I guess he didn't really mind, and that smell is part of nature, right? Then his tongue was squirming inside me, reshaping me from the inside. My butthole was clay on a potter's wheel, and Jim was making vase shapes with his tongue. He said, "Shiv owns the place." And I thought, that seems right. Throwing pots with his thousand hands. Jim's words were muffled by my butt and because he was huffing. The thousand arms of death lifted our treehouse into his fanged mouth and crunched us like hard candy. That made me laugh, and I said death in greeting. Jim nodded so fast my butt felt like a snapping window shade in a cartoon. He said, "Shirt is an ace." That was strange because we were naked and my shirt was balled up in a corner, a plaid flannel I got at Goodwill for free because there was a red stain in the back. I said, "Thank you," and that made Jim so happy. He said, "Shit on the race." And I had to agree, the whole rat race, you could have it. We were turned on, tuned out, whatever. He was bucking under me. I was riding his face. He said, "Shit on my ace." Shick on my ace. That was code for something. Chatting away like this was a part of sex I had not foreseen. It was distracting. I thought sex would be like going to the library when you have something to convey, "I love you very much," or "Will you be my boyfriend?" You whisper it. Jim tipped his head back out of my butt and bellowed, "Shit on my face." It took a few seconds to realize what he wanted, while a turd sprinted through my intestines and out my butthole like a dog responding to his master's voice. I jumped off the boogeyman's roaring shit-covered face and grabbed my clothes and ran into the forest, too scared to stop and put my sneakers on.